It was.
I believe your names are mentioned.
Yes, in the May. Yes, but it was one of the most nerve-wracking possible experiences because we, of course, read it very carefully. Those of us who were young, and we would come in with corrections which went all the way from misprints to actual mistakes and proofs and such things. And I must say, came in on occasion with corrections in the English language. And also, and I think I had a lot of nerve in retrospect, recommendations that some rather bitterly stated footnotes should be toned down. So, but what happened when I come in to see him is on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, he would express great gratitude to me for the hard work I was doing and that he was very nice. However, on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday when I came in, I would be chastised for, how dare you tell me how to write my book in probability? Who do you think you are? And so on and so on. So I never knew, you know, where I was going to be. Chung had similar experiences at the time. But it turned out, of course, to be probably the most successful book of its kind. Kurant Hilbert is the only comparable book I can think of. Oh, yes, no, there's one other in American history, I must say, and that is the book on modern algebra by Birkhoff and MacLean. That had a tremendously revolutionary effect on the teaching of algebra in the United States when it came out, which, if I remember right, was either during World War II or just before World War II. But Feller's book, the big thing, I think the person who said it best was Boas at Northwestern. He said, none of us ever felt we could teach a course in probability, even if we were asked to, because we didn't know anything about it. When Feller's book came out and they read it, they felt that although that wasn't their subject, they could perhaps teach a course in it. And that, of course, is an important thing. Because, in other words, serious, mature mathematicians could also read that book and enjoy it, as well as students.
In Moscow, of course, probability was always popular and always
of course
has been taught.
Different story.
Yes, but the influence of this book was
tremendous.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Just the style of teaching changed.
Is that so?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I taught also this basic course in probability before this book and after this book. And before, usually we started from the case of probability density, probability distribution, and
continuous case.
Two things. First of all, of course, this equally probable. Uniform.
Back to Laplace.
Laplace, and after that, probability density. And only after that, some kind of axiomatics has been introduced, but in full generality, based on measure theory, not for all students.
Went to Kolmogorov in the early 30s.
That's right. But this was only for a part of students. And after Feller books, it was very nice to start rigorous axiomatic probability theory, but for discrete space.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Is similar thing in Japan? It had a bigger thing.
I think so.
Is that so? Yeah. It would surprise me, of course, in the Soviet Union, you had already had a couple hundred years of history in this subject.
Yes,
yeah.
But this approach to start from discrete case, just to add more general, but in principle, the same approach for general.
Certainly, it also had a tremendous importance for a lot of people in applications, because some of the elementary facts about Markov chains, the ergodic properties, were being discovered every month around the United States with completely new notation, new terminology, because nobody knew there was such a subject, you see. It never was written down anywhere. And of course, everywhere Markov chains appear, and therefore people kept discovering these things without knowing there was a subject. And this, for the first time, really unified the...
In this respect, situation in Russia was different, because tradition in Markov chains
existed. Yes, that's right. Of course, They used to, I remember attending lectures back in the 40s, in which, you know, people would make these major discoveries. They called them traps. I mean, where these things could stay in traps and not get out of the traps. And then there was the interesting property of these matrices, that when you raised them to powers and higher powers, they tended to go to something that stayed fixed.
These ideas, of course, were very popular in Russia before.
Yeah, of course, yes. Where they came from. But they were not, you see, in America. Nobody really taught anything of that kind at all. And yet, you know, there's an historically strange thing. If you look at the very first volume of what was called at that time the Bulletin of the American Mathematical Society, which, if I'm not mistaken, started toward the end of the last century, somewhere around 1896 or 97, the very first paper in the very first volume is a paper on probability with the following problem. If you throw a cube in the air and you fire a gun at the cube, what is the probability that the bullet will pass through opposite faces? Which, if you think it's an easy problem, I suggest you sit down and try it. But isn't that amusing? Yeah, but that's, of course, all that existed at that time were these geometrical problems and those things.
So at that time, you must communicate with Ferrer.
By mail.
You see, he went to Princeton. He left Cornell in 50, in the spring of 50, and he went to Princeton, and that was just exactly the time in which he had gotten his new interest in the semi-groups. And he worked very hard at that, and his formulation of diffusion and his form and so on. And some of the things that appeared in his volume too were done at that at that time.
So soon after you got you got some idea. You got the original idea BMDS.
Yes. Of course, he sent me his reprints, I published my interpretation of these things in 1955, I believe, soon after that, that has been done. So we worked to some extent.
But you know, in some ways in the States, that was really the first break into the modern kind of probability. But where I felt, if I may say so, where I felt that we had some advantage over the long tradition in the Soviet Union, was that we had gotten into Brownian motion earlier. That is, I think we got,
What about Levy?
No, well, that's in French. I mean, as far as what was going on in the Soviet Union and the U.S., it seemed to me that some of the effort in classical limit theorems lasted a little too long in the Soviet Union. That is, a lot of people continued to work in that, whereas, largely because of Kautz, and Feynman, you know, this kind of thing, that we got at a rather important stage into Brownian motion and the connections with differential equations and connections with other things. There was somewhat of an advantage. Now, that depends on personalities. As a matter of fact, Kautz played, you see, an absolutely essential role in this, because with all due credit to Feller and to Dew, I mean, those were the three who were leading the things in the U.S., with all due credit to both of them, neither one was particularly oriented toward physics. Kautz of the three was the only one who was sensitive really to what was going on in physics as much, and that at that time was particularly helpful because the connections with differential equations and so on played a very big role.
Snell told me a story how Dupe's book has been written.
Oh yes. No, you have it from more direct source. The one thing I know about Dube's book, which amused me enormously, and I don't know if you know this story, but Dube's book, of course, was translated into Russian. There was an agency in the United States that used to look at Russian publications to see if there was any Russian publication that was important to be translated for technical reasons back into English. And did you know that Dube's book in Russian was translated back into English in the United States?
Suggested or translated?
Actually translated. It was actually translated by this Russian dulp. And I always thought it would be terribly interesting to compare the translations.
I think that it could even have some
advantages.
Some advantages, because translation has been done by Dobrushin and Yaglom. And they have written, first of all, some appendix with interesting things, and they also remarked some slips, as always happens. But of course, it was not necessary to translate back. But is it a joke or a real story? Is it this book available? I would think that Doob...
Collector's item. I'm sure Doob must have a copy. When you see him next, ask
him. He has not shown. He has shown to me Martingale, of course.
Yes, yes.
Which he has in his study.
Then, of course, the other thing about Doob's book that always amused me is in Feller's second volume, at the end of the book, he has a bibliography. And then he has a list of books where he has titles, you know, books about this and books of this, and under the title "Books Chiefly of Historical Interest," is Doob's stochastic process.
you are not very precise. Not purely historical, but just of historical interest.
Well, but that's better.
I was forced, in a sense, yes. I was forced to do that.
I see.
By Professor K. Ito, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, Ito was your role. You were lucky. You had a good teacher. Well, what do you mean you were forced?
Pardon?
What do you mean you were forced?
I was interested in physics, in a sense.
Oh,
So it's a personal reason I changed to mathematics. From the beginning, my teacher was K. Ito.
When he was there.
So he always went out to abroad, and so...
I was wondered about students in Japan of Ito. What year was
this? It's not too bad that if the teacher is... Sometimes if teacher is very close to me, then it's
too much,
in a sense.
If
he is far away.
How far did you go in physics?
Not too much.
But still, it's a good background to come into probability.
Yes.
You know what I find very strange historically, I don't really understand it, is you would think that statistics would be very close to probability.
Right.
And in the Soviet Union, there was a certain amount of that.
Right.
But in fact, the number of people who really came into probability and have done serious work who came from statistics are very, very few. Most of the people who came in, who were, you know, have done things in probability, either came through classical analysis or through physics.
Through physics,
Or even other applications.